Olive leaf extract is an extraordinary source of the beneficial polyphenols found in olive oil and in olive plants. And now you can get all the benefits from a supplement, olive leaf extract, available through drhoffman.com. Olive leaf extract, one of my favorite supplements. Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to cover a subject of great importance. It's not a subject that we've covered before here on Intelligent Medicine. It's headaches. We're going to talk to the author of a great new book called Headache Free, Relieve Migraine, Tension, Cluster, Menstrual, and Lyme Headaches. The author is Susie Cohen. She is often referred to as America's pharmacist because she is America's foremost integrative pharmacist. She's the author of 8 books, including Drug Muggers. That's a great book. We've talked to Susie in the past about Drug Muggers on a previous edition of this program. And she is a licensed pharmacist, but she focuses on functional medicine. She's a syndicated columnist writing for 90 papers in the United States, and she also has her own medical minute every day on TV. And in addition to being an RPH, which is a certified pharmacist, she also has the highest medical degree that can be conferred on a human being, which is the BODO degree, the B-O-D-O degree, which is means been on Dr. Oz. You may have seen her on the Dr. Oz show. She is a frequent contributor, and she is very articulate in talking about a wide variety of subjects related to natural medicine as well as conventional drugs. So congratulations, Susie. It's a great book, Headache Free.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks. And when you were talking about the highest degree possible, I thought you were going to bestow me with the Mother Award because I'm a mom. And, you know, as a mom, all the moms listening can relate. Children, as much as you love them, can sometimes give you a headache, especially when they're teens. But I'll take the BODO if you want to give it to me.
Absolutely. Well, you know, clearly, I have to say that, you know, I had to go through 16 years of postgraduate education because, you know, I didn't want to be a stay-at-home dad. So instead, I had to, you know, overcompensate. But it's a lot harder. It's a lot harder taking care of kids, I will concede.
It is the highest degree.
Right. For me. Staying up all night in the hospital, at Bellevue Hospital, night after night, taking care of sick AIDS patients, nothing compares. So, your story. So, why is a pharmacist? Pharmacists are usually involved in not prescribing, but dispensing drugs, counseling patients about how to take drugs. How did you get to focus on natural medicine?
Mm-hmm. That's a natural question because I should be all about the next best drug. At least all the pharmacists that I know are. And if you watch TV long enough, you'll see why. Because medicine can make you very happy. And if you take the right drug at the right time, it can cure all your problems, right? As they quietly mumble all the side effects, right?
You know, it's interesting on TV, as an aside, they have this very interesting technique on TV. Which is during when they talk about all these horrible side effects, they'll usually focus on like a pet animal or like a quiet bucolic country scene, and then they'll talk about may cause paralysis, may cause death.
I'm talking about.
You know, and
so it's a nice distraction. They should really just show what's really possible. It would be much more effective because I think more people would stop to listen. But so my story really is interesting. A few things were going on all at once, and briefly, it was just basically I was noticing that my patients were calling me and telling me that they weren't doing so well on the medicines that they had gotten from the pharmacy, either dispensed by myself or my partners at the pharmacy. And I was noticing that their side effects were worse than what we were trying to treat. So this didn't sit well with me. I got into pharmacy because I wanted to help people, and I thought medication was the answer for everyone's problems. Also, at the same time, I was dating my husband. He was dealing with some symptoms that we could not easily diagnose, and they were just changing symptoms all the time, and he was given medicine after medicine, and he wasn't faring out well. And so we started looking outside the pharmacy and outside conventional treatments. We just started looking at anything natural and alternative, and we tried different vitamins and herbs. We tried massage and acupuncture and Reiki and all kinds of things, everything, essential oils, clay, zeolites, heavy metal, chelation. We were just looking at things that were not part of the toolkit that I graduated with as a gung-ho pharmacist. And so it was kind of a slow morphing of medicines aren't what they cracked up to be. And then at this point in my career, 24 years out, medicine scares me, actually.
Wow. It's very interesting because it's almost like a turning away from the paradigm that you were brought up in. So there are not too many pharmacists who end up turning towards a specialty in natural medicine. But it's necessary because, as you point out in your book, Drug Muggers, there are many interactions between drugs and herbs, for example. There are nutritional depletions that are caused by medications. So it's great having an extensive knowledge of the effects of pharmaceutical drugs and then applying it to integrative care.
For sure. And you'll never get me to say that I'm sorry I became a pharmacist. You know, I'm very proud of that. I still wear my white coat, and I do believe that medicine can be very, very helpful, in particular pain relievers. But the thing about Drug Muggers that makes that book so special is that it really answers the why for people who are wondering why they started medicine and why they're experiencing terrible side effects and how they can overcome them and feel better if they do happen to need that medicine or if they just want to take it. To give you an example, birth control or oral contraceptives. This is the pill, and women want to take this for protection and contraception. And they shouldn't have to worry about becoming hypothyroid or depressed or having higher risk of gallbladder disease and stroke and heart attack and cancers. And so in the book Drug Muggers, I talk about ways to try to help offset the damage done by some of these pills by putting back what medications stole. It's very simple. So with the pill, I would be thinking about and recommending for women a B-complex, a trace mineral supplement, and probiotics. Now, if you're taking a statin cholesterol drug, those drugs are drug muggers of vitamin D and CoQ10. And so you need to supplement with those supplements if you're on the statin cholesterol drugs. I'm not saying that you need the drug. I'm just saying that if you're going to take the drug, then you can avoid some of the side effects of the statins. Very hallmark things like restless leg syndrome and leg cramps and memory loss and fatigue and weakness and shortness of breath. These things are a sign of the drug mugging effect. That's how you know you've been ripped off of nutrients by these drugs. And like I said, the antidote to that is often vitamin D and CoQ10 dosed properly. And of course, I have to say it, ask your doctor if it's right for you.
Exactly. You know, I feel that, Susie, you're kind of a kindred spirit with me because I consider myself not a pharmacologist, but sort of an iatrogenologist. I guess I just coined a word there, but iatrogenics means drug-caused or medicine-caused problems. And I'm often called upon to unravel complex medical situations where people are taking a wide variety of medications and their symptoms are bizarre and nobody can figure out what's going on. So we have to kind of untie the Gordian knot of all the medications they're on, figure out what's helping them and what's getting in the way and whether there's a way to support them nutritionally because of depletions that are caused by the very medications they need.
Exactly. And so this goes back to the question you asked me at the outset is, what is a pharmacist like you doing in a place like this?
Yeah.
basically, I'm examining what other options you have, because in my world, as a pharmacist, medicines may have a role. They may just be part of the puzzle, but they're not the be-all, end-all. And in some cases, they can be harmful, like to my husband. He took a fluoroquinolone drug. He took that several times over the course of 10 years, and he got floxed, as that's the slang term for it. And it's F-L-O-X-E-D, in case people want to look this up. Mm-hmm. But these fluoroquinolone drugs are very popular, and it doesn't happen to everyone. I'm not trying to say that these drugs are unsafe for people, because that's not where I'm going. I'm just saying he was sensitive to these drugs. He had Cipro, and then I think he had Levaquin, and there's a couple of others in the class that are still available. Most people do just fine, but some people, they get this dangerous reaction that happens to them, and he got fluxed, and it's not a good situation when you add that to a person who already has an infectious disease process like Lyme disease. And that's why I wrote the book. When I figured out how to fix his headaches and figured out all the tips and tricks that I could help other people overcome the head pain that they were experiencing, I thought, I want to write a book. This would be great. And it took me many years. He's been headache-free now for 8 years at least. And he finally agreed last year to let me go ahead and download all the information I had and turn it into this book. And he was very reluctant about it. But now he gets a little teary-eyed for a big guy, you know, and he sees the letters come through through our email and Facebook, and they're thanking him and they're thanking me. And he's like, you know, maybe this is why I went through this. Maybe this is my purpose, and maybe I've helped someone. And I'm like, yes, you have, all around the world.
Well, that's great. You know, I guess he was a little reluctant about getting out front and center about his own personal problems. But in reality, it wasn't selfish. It was altruistic that he shared. So in your book, you mention a type of headache called migraines.
Migraines. Oh, the migraines. Yeah.
Actually, not these are causative. These are the instigators of migraines, rather.
Yes. A migraine is the thing that you get exposed to that goes off in your body, and it causes a migraine. So it's like a grenade that causes a migraine. So I just coined the term migraine. And so a migraine could be many, many things. For most migraineurs, that's the name given to people who suffer with migraines. The migraine could be anything from MSG, could be an artificial sweetener, could be dairy, exposure to gluten. It could be perfume. It could be fluorescent lighting. So a lot of people will know what their migraine is, and there's many others. I didn't even get into the chocolate, the wine, the beer, the histamine, the barbecue sauce, all of those. That's what my book does, is it helps you uncover your migraine, and then it also sorts the headaches in different chapters so that depending on the type of headache you have, you can just turn right to the chapter and turn to find out what your plan of action is. And the book covers clusters, migraines, tension headaches, Lyme headaches, menstrual headaches. I cover sex headaches, cover ice mm-hmm. cream headaches, right. Lightning headaches. I mean, there's so many different kinds, even sinus headaches.
And clearly there's different strokes for different folks. There are different triggers or migraines or headache tension headache triggers for other types of headaches, but also different solutions for different people, different individuals, but also just the different categories of headaches. So there's no one-size-fits-all approach is what I got from the book.
There isn't a one-size-fits-all, and this is why finding headache books on Amazon is very hard to do. Very few authors and clinicians want to tackle this, because a headache is a symptom of something else that's going on in the body. What I did in Headache Free was I used emerging research, and I crafted it in such a way that everyone reading the book could fully understand. So instead of me just saying to people, okay, avoid your migraine and you're good, what I did was I took it a few steps further. And one of the other steps was look deep inside your cell, because your doctor may have just told you this is a vascular problem, or he or she may have just told you that this is just a problem related to serotonin. But I'm saying, no, you got to look deeper into the cell. And what you'll find, and the research backs me on this, is that the batteries in our cells, the mitochondria, are really the problem here. When the mitochondria start to fail and die, then we start to see more headaches. And the problem with the mitochondrial dysfunction is also it'll spur NF-kappa B production. And so that's a nasty metabolic pathway in your body that's just going to churn and spit all these nasty pro-inflammatory cytokines in excess. I mean, we need cytokines. They're not bad. But in excess, you're going to have full body systemic inflammation, and you're going to be more prone to headaches.
Absolutely. But it all sounds kind of complicated, though. So what's wrong from the standpoint of our conventional approach to headaches of just taking a pill. You know, there's so many remedies out there. In fact, you can just go to a drugstore and get Tylenol, or you can get Advil, ibuprofen, Motrin. If you need a prescription, your doctor can give you Imitrex for migraines. So what's wrong with a quick fix?
There's nothing wrong with a quick fix in my book. I'm all about the quick fix. Take it if you need that. But if you're having to take that every day or two, then we have to talk.
Yep.
Now we have to talk. Because if you're needing that, what that's saying is that your pathways are busy and they are in overdrive and they're churning too many pro-inflammatory cytokines. Those are the chemicals that are causing pain. And they can be also causing other pain to go with the head pain. It can be fibromyalgia-like pain and joint pain as well. It could be pain behind the eyes. You can see different pain syndromes going on with headaches, and often that's the case. So the problem that I have with the quick fix is nothing. The problem that I have with the quick fix every day, that's the problem. And so when you're talking about triptans, these drugs, they work sometimes, but if you have to take them once a month or even twice a month, it's a problem because they're going to raise serotonin. And people get into trouble when they take triptans along with 5-HTP or rhodiola because they double, triple their levels of serotonin, and that can be a problem. So the triptans, I should just back up, these are prescription drugs. They constrict the blood vessels in your brain, and that relieves the swelling. The brain doesn't hurt. The brain just feels like it hurts because the blood vessels surrounding the brain are swollen. So the triptans will constrict these blood vessels, and they give you relief for a little bit, and they go by all kinds of names. Like you mentioned, Imitrex, there's Maxalt and Zomig and Frova, Axert. There's bunches of these. To live on those every day isn't smart. They might help you with some of the neurological components of a migraine, but they're not going to help you too much if you have a cluster headache, and they're not going to help you in the long run, and you risk yourself for serotonin syndrome. You have to go back to what I said before, which is look deep inside the cell at those mitochondria. They're hurting. They're dead. They're dying. You're in trouble. Fix that, and you will suddenly start to see a reduced frequency of headaches, less intense pain, and in many cases, they'll just be cured. So ways to do that include supplements that support the growth and the biogenesis and regeneration of mitochondria.
And we'll get to some of those in just a moment. But coming back to downsides of medication, you know, since you're a pharmacist, you know, you recognize that some of these things that we rely upon for daily pain relief, I mean, some of the commercials make it seem like, you know, people should take these medications every day for daily pain. Tylenol, on the one hand, Advil, Motrin, Aspirin, Excedrin. But what are potential problems associated with daily use of those? Besides not getting to the bottom of the problem, they have toxic side effects ultimately, don't they?
Yeah, you make a good point with that. So people who are supported on acetaminophen each day run the risk of becoming deficient in glutathione because acetaminophen is a known drug mugger of glutathione, which is your most important phase 2 liver detoxification antioxidant. It's a master antioxidant. Glutathione is important for people who don't methylate well. So acetaminophen wouldn't be right for somebody with a methylation defect, and it wouldn't be right for someone with liver disease, and it wouldn't be right for someone who's drinking alcohol each day, even if it's just red wine with dinner. You're still taxing your liver, and
it's double trouble for your liver because the alcohol requires detoxing, and
right,
there's not enough glutathione, then you take more Tylenol. That's how people get in trouble.
Right, it's triple trouble if you're eating Twinkies.
Yeah, then you're not getting any building blocks for your own glutathione production.
Exactly. And so with ibuprofen, this one isn't as harmful to the liver, but it can affect the cardiovascular system, and it's known to affect the gastrointestinal tract in a negative way, and it should be avoided in people who have ulcers because of the, you know, common problems that some people get where it can cause or contribute to bleeding in the gastrointestinal tract.
And short of bleeding, and I'm sure you're aware of this, even if you don't get overt bleeding, you know, ending up in the emergency room vomiting blood or passing blood rectally, you can have tiny microscopic perforations in your small intestine from chronic use of Advil and Motrin, which causes the leaky gut syndrome, which can maintain that vicious cycle of bodily inflammation, right?
Yes, and some people aren't really aware of the drugs like ibuprofen and naproxen as having the ability to suppress COX-2 enzyme. And so, you know, they know that it affects the prostaglandins and reduces production of prostaglandins, but they're not aware that it can have some mild effects as a COX-2 inhibitor. And what I mean by that specifically is that it can have some harmful effects to the cardiovascular system.
Right. Higher incidence of strokes, heart attacks. It paradoxically seems to cause bleeding, but at the same time may cause clots in the circulation or constriction of blood vessels, high blood pressure in some cases, water retention.
Yeah, it's just something to keep in mind. You and I here aren't trying to frighten anybody. What you and I are trying to do, Ron, is just to kind of shine the flashlight in a dark place right now where people think I am just having to take these medicines and they're scaring me with these, you know, potential problems of these medicines, and I don't really know what to do. All we're saying is that just be aware that the medication may be helpful for you today and tomorrow and even the rest of this week and next, but you need to look at the root cause, and you need to support your mitochondria and improve that. You also need to take care of micronutrient deficiencies, balance the hormones, reduce pro-inflammatory cytokines, and start correcting your eating habits in such a way that you're able to grow that shag carpet of the villi and thus start to absorb your nutrients, especially magnesium. Magnesium deficiency is a bad one. I mean, you can correct magnesium deficiency and fix migraines in some people. It's that easy.
Yep. Just an intravenous infusion of magnesium will sometimes take care of migraine.
Sometimes that's all you need. And for some people, if it's a mild headache, just take it orally as a little concoction. I have a little mix in my book that I talk about where you can take a riboflavin and a magnesium and a couple other little things. And you never know, you might abort that headache really fast. But
absolutely,
the long-term fix in my book is to cool down the body. And by cool down, I mean suppress some of those pro-inflammatory chemicals and then support the mitochondrial function.
Susie, this is a point in our podcast where we usually pause because we're going to divide this podcast in two parts. Part one, we talked about the various types of headaches and some of their causes. In part two, where join us in a few moments for part two. We'll talk about some of the natural treatments for various types of headaches. Our guest is Susie Cohen, America's pharmacist, and she's the author of a great new book, Headache Free, Relieve Migraine, Tension Cluster, Menstrual, and Lyme Headaches. And we'll be right back with part two of our discussion with Susie Cohen. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.